Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of Sim is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Praise God. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank God for another day. Thank God for the days He give us to just to come out. And I believe in my heart just to reason in His word, just to come and say thanksgiving to Him and give Him praise. We believe this ain't no ordinary worship. We believe that He's in the midst. We thank God always for the Holy Spirit. Thank God for His presence. Because I believe that He woke us up this morning and started us on our way. You know, a lot of things are going on right now. You know, and there's a transition happening right now in leadership. You know, and we just want to pray for both sides of the party, because we really believe that the believers believe in God. The believers believe in that who God planted on this earth, the kingdom that He gave him. And that's what He did. He gave it to him over 2,000 years ago, that you and I can have this opportunity to come together and thank Him, and give Him worship, and thanksgiving to Him. Because we believe when praises go up, blessings come down, and we just thank Him for it, you know. You know, the hour is coming real soon that they finna, for the inauguration, they finna Mr. Biden in there and Mr. Harris in there. They're going to tell them to do the task that God gave them, you know. I was just watching that he's at church right now. You know, I've seen President Trump leave on. Now we're going to see in a minute, because we're not going to be on long. I know some of y'all might want to go look at it, you know, and see what's going on and see how it go, you know, all the critics and everything going out with it. But before we get on, do nothing else. We want to pray for the nation. Pray for God's love and peace over it. Because we're supposed to pray for the government. We're actually supposed to do these things because it's biblical. You know, and if you believe in the Bible, you can't just take what you want out of it and what you don't know why. You got to take it all. I love how He does it. He doesn't make any mistake, man, because he's going to be with it. You'd be surprised. He was even with old President Trump, you know, because when I've learned my little self down living, that if he failed, we fail. So we had to pray for him. We had to pray for him because God ordained this from the beginning. But man separated themselves from God. God didn't separate himself from them. And we're going to look at that too today, too. We want to be careful to go through the scriptures, and then if it's God's will for anyone to need prayer, if anybody want to wave their hand, anybody want to shine in with what we just went through, it will be always open for you at all times. You know, and I just thank God for the fellowship. I thank God for how He's been really, really, really carrying us through these scriptures, because I know that it wasn't me. I know it wasn't just the brothers and sisters come on to enlighten on the scripture. But God is a good God. And I know a lot of folks are probably busy at this time, so let's do this here just to set the foundation. And, oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we come so humble to You, thanking You, Lord, for the hour that You give us, Lord, to be in Your presence, Lord, to come and just to lift up Your name, Lord. We thank You, Father God, for the ones that came out just to want to hear Your word, Lord. Come out just want to reason in Your word, or just want this fellowship, Lord. I really believe this is a day that You have made, Lord, and we're going to be glad in it and rejoice, Lord. I believe in the Holy Spirit already reigning in this place. So I ask You, Father God, if there's any heavy heart right now, Lord, I ask You this, Lord, Father God, give strength to the heavy heart, Lord. Brother Nutter texted me yesterday that his niece, 12 years old, was tested positive to the coronavirus. I don't know about you. I just want to lift up everyone that's going through right now, because you never know when it's going to be your time. So, Lord, we ask You to bless, Lord, in each and every household, Lord, that is going through this coronavirus, Lord, or COVID-19, wherever they want to. We just ask You, this plague that is over this land, Lord, let the Holy Spirit hear us, Lord. Give us that peace, Lord, because we find out that You are healing, Lord. Lord, You can heal. You didn't heal before, Lord. several people then got healed behind this, and some of them got the ultimate healing, Lord. So, Lord, we just ask you, Father God, to bless even the little baby right now, 12 years old. I know she's probably not the only one, but we just lifting up to you right now, Lord. We just ask you to bless that family for strength too, Lord. Lord, bless everybody around her, and Father God, and bless everybody she came around in contact too as well, Lord. Lord, we just ask you to bless this ministry, Lord, that we always lift up the sick and the shut in, Lord. Lord, wherever it is, we have our main focus on the coronavirus, but Lord, we know people got heart problems. We know people got dialysis, diabetes, you know, and people struggle with their mind, Lord, mentally, Lord. We ask you, Father God, just to be there, Lord, and heal is your will, Lord. Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for this God's plan, and thank you for the ministry, even on last night, that you blessed last night. We ask you, Father God, to cover us with your love, Lord. Let us always please you, Lord. Let us always keep you before you, Lord. Lord, we just believe in the prayers of the righteous are better than much, Lord. We ask you, Father God, that when you heal, Father God, let your people know that praise is due, Lord, and touch the people's tongue and say thank you for healing. Thank you for covering, Lord. So touch your people today, Lord. Lord, we love you, Lord. As we get in the word, Lord, we ask you, Father God, open our minds, our heart, so we have a receptive spirit this morning, Lord. And even though we got things on our mind, maybe we want to be going looking at the president, Lord, but Lord, let the peace of your word be at this time, Lord, and comfort us as we in your word, Lord. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And I thank God for the Holy Spirit. I thank God for the word. I thank God for everything went forth. I just ask God, just right now again, Lord, this thing we call the change in the leadership right now, in this government right now, it's changing. It's changing, and then pray for that, you know, God protect both sides, you know, because it's gonna be a roller coaster right now, they say. But we're going to put everything in God. And we're praying for the president left, and we're praying for the president that is still here, Lord. It's coming in now. But I just thank you, Father. I'm going to look at this scripture, and then if it goes, you know, another way, we just pray for it to stay the right way. Amen?
Amen.
John 10 and 19. Yes, we're in John. This is beautiful book, you know. If you've been around the scripture, you know John is a beautiful book, you know. When we look at John was the one who God looked at and had him on the island of Patmos. He wrote to John 1, 2, and 3, you know, 3 John 1, 2, and 3. God is a God who puts him in his heart, so he had a pen. And he penned this right here. There was a division. Therefore, look at this, again amongst the Jews, and for these sins, many of them said he had a devil, and was mad, and he said, why hear ye him? Others said, these are not the words of him that have the devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It was at Jerusalem, the feast of the dedication. It was the winter, and Jesus walked in the temple of Solomon's porch. Then came the Jews around about him and said unto him, how long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, watch this here, tell us plain. My God. They asked this question. And then they didn't see him heal. They didn't see him deliver. They didn't see him turn. Some of them seen him turn water to wine. He spoke in the spirit of understanding to them. And they couldn't understand because they were looking in their corner mind. But they asked a question. They said that these are the Jews that came around him and about him. And they asked him, how long did thou make us doubt? I'm going to tell you something now. if you've been walking with God any time, I believe any time, I know everybody that come over here in some part, you know, on the back line, wherever they are, listening. I know if you coming over here as religious as you are and have, you're gonna have an encounter with him. Help me, Holy Spirit. You're going to have an encounter with him. And some of the encounter is you can't get the answer from man. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
That encounter is going to come straight from him. That's what they wanted. And they asked him, make it plain. I've been reading, we in chapter 10, and everything that we've been reading, I really believe it's been very plain. But what's happening is they didn't want to believe that he was the Messiah. They didn't want to believe that he was the what? Christ. They believed this man was the devil. And somebody said, how could it be a devil do things like this here? And we're going to get in the script. We're going to find out that he made it plain. We talked to him the other day with a parable. It was plain. Let me read verse 6. Look what verse 6 said. This parable spoke Jesus unto them, but they understood not what thing they are. Look at that word which he spoke unto them. If we come back over here, in verse 24, it said, then came the Jews around about him and said unto him, how long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us. Look at this. He said, make it plain. That cannot do it like that. Have you ever been around somebody? Man, just make it plain to me so I can understand. Brother Willard got it like that. He'll throw some questions out. He said, break it down in layman terms, you know, so we can all understand. Break it all the way down. So Jesus is going to break it down, Brother Willard. Look what he did. Jesus answered them, I told you, and you believe not. The works that I do is in my Father. Yeah? Look what he said, Father's name. They bear witness of me. Help me, Holy Spirit. But you believe not, because you are not of my sheep. As I said unto you, my sheep hear my voice. And look what he said, I know them, and they follow me. You know, we go right back to it again. When we look at this thing again, we call the sheep that know his voice. Anybody been around somebody long enough and said, the truth going to come out. And this is what it is. The truth has came out, but they're not receiving it because they can't believe that a person from Nazareth could do the things they did. They watched this young man grow up, a carpenter's son. You know, they never seen on this altar, no priest, nobody ever have did what he did. And it was some amazing to him. He didn't also heal them. He forgave them of their sins. Now he's tapping into blaspheming. He's tapping in like he's God. And they said, this is Cain. He got to be the Beelzebub. But let me tell you something. What he did, and they call that the devil, help me, Holy Spirit. Because you know what? I hate to see what they really seen. Because what they're having is, you know what? They hated him first. This is nice. You're going to do, brothers and sisters, and you're going to do it for the good of God, and somebody's going to dislike it. They're going to dislike it. They're going to talk about it. They're going to run it down. But Jesus told them, I've been with you. What I do is of my Father. He said, and he said it. So, and he said, I bear witness of this. And we heard about that bear witness. You remember? He said, he gave them that their own scripture. They said, the scripture said, it is written that when you have two or three that establish what? In the witness, establish the truth. So Jesus said, I bear witness and of myself with my Father. So we establish it's the truth. You know, I like that boy. He didn't need no help with it. That, you remember, brother? Because he was walking.
Yeah.
He wasn't walking alone. You know, the people had doubts. Let me do this again. Jesus answered them, I told you, and you believe not. Oh, help me. The works that I do in my Father. That's what I love about it. Every time I hear something, he transitions. Yeah, he does it, but then he gives it back to his Father. But then he comes back with this here, my Father's name. They bear witness of me. But you believe not because you are not of my sheep. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Okay. As I said unto you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. You know, many times this time, I got to pause here for keep. He told me, I got to say this here. As many times that we love our pastor, and we love the ones who probably, you know, help us in reasoning the word. Can I say it like that? But yeah. A true pastor, a true minister, a teacher of God is going to point you to Jesus. It's going to point you to the Heavenly Father. He, like watch this here, he or she is lifting God up to you, not you. They lifting themselves up to you. When they start lifting themselves up to you, then you know what's going on then. But when they start lifting up Jesus, say, look what Jesus done. Look how Jesus done. My sister told us yesterday, my auntie, my cousin, Nutty, I ain't sent a message yesterday. He said, yeah, that testimony, you tell, but their testimony should be the same thing they see. Can I put it like that? Yeah, you tell it, but you need to be your testimony. They got a song right here, Brother Willie played something. I thought I had it. That, let the life I live speak for me. Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit. The life I live speak for me. And I believe that's what we're trying to do right now. Let the life we live speak for Jesus, trying to show them. He said, my sheep, look what he said, hear my voice. And look what he said, I know them. Look what he said, they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Watch this here. A lot of folks get this thing messed up, Reverend Henry. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father was gave them me. It's greater than all. And no man's able to pluck them out of my hand. I and my Father are one. You know, when you go back and, you know, a lot of people look at that scripture and we almost put it in a place that you can, while you're in the master's hand, you can just do what you want to. You know, because no one can take you out of his hand. But you know what turned God from us? Soon as we walk away from him, soon as we turn from him, because if you have God in you, you thinking God going with you in all them dark spots, he's not. He said, I will not dwell in an unclean vessel. Somebody said, well, all of us, trust me. When God see us, he see us through Jesus. But somewhere down the line, help me, brothers and sisters, with this. We got to start believing in what we are reading. We got to start trusting and walking in what we're doing. It's good to throw out little cliches here and there. But, boy, when you've been through the storm and the rain, you don't want to see. You don't want God. And I'm gonna tell you something. I hope this don't go wrong. You don't ask God to remove things when you got a love from him. You know why? Because you have learned that to trust and lean on the Lord. Lord, why you have me here? What is the teachable moment here? What is the teachable moment here? How can I learn in this situation? Why? Because I'm in your hands. The Bible says, no man can pluck you out. Then also, you have to trust me that he didn't die for us to keep sinning. He didn't.
Right.
He didn't die for us to live in sin. It didn't give us a ticket to just do what we want to. Because I believe, now I might be wrong. I might be teaching this all the way wrong. I believe once you have Christ in you, you're going to start looking at things different. You're going to start looking at the things you used to do you don't want to do no more. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You're going to start looking at the saying that you used to say you don't want to say no more. I don't never want nobody to have that much over, can I put it like this, control over me that I can't control myself when I'm around them. Help me, Holy Spirit. When I'm there and I lose it, you know, why are you there? Because I don't want you to be fooled with some of the teaching sometimes you hear that you can. If you have Jesus in it, you want to please Jesus. If you have Jesus in it, you want to please him enough just to try to walk his will. Watch this here. As you take these steps to him, watch this here. And you start reading this word, man, they're going to start having a conviction there, sisters and brothers. You're going to start looking at this thing a little different. You're going to start looking at this thing like, man, I got to find a way to get out of this mess because I'm not pleasing my father. And he's the only father. We're dads down here. Ain't but one father. Mm. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Can I say that again? If you got a child,
yeah,
you're a man, trust me, it ain't but one father. And that's mm-hmm. what? Our Heavenly Father. So we mm-hmm. are dads. He allowed us to have a little time. What we do? We're supposed to be training them in the ways of God. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to be
right.
showing them in the ways of God. These people was right along with Jesus and still doubt him. They seen it. But Jesus said, he said God gave them to him, so he gave them eternal life. But you got to accept them. We do. We have to accept the Lord right where we are. Mm-hmm. How many are you trying to save them? How many were you really trying to serve them? Let me read this book again so I'm going to push on. He said, and I gave unto them eternal life, and they should never perish. Neither should any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And no man's able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. That is an assurance. That is an assurance. Once you then got the taste of the heavenly gift, once he's been tasted with the Holy Ghost, it's I'm telling you, it's impossible for you to turn from that. Because watch what I'm going to say. You can make mistakes. You can bump your head. That don't mean you fell out the fellowship of God. Because I believe, and I believe in the scripture, repentance is there. Because what he's going to do, he's going to put a conviction there to call you and say, Father, forgive me. You remember the song, you remember the summit. You remember the summit? Mm-hmm. Y'all remember that summit? David, that is verses poem. He did some cold blooded thing. Took a man's wife and got her pregnant, and took this man's wife. And when he took her, when he got her pregnant, he wanted him to go in and lay in with her. He got him drunk, and he went in. The brother went to sleep, so that didn't work. So what he did, he put him on the front line and got him killed. And you know the story. God told David. He told David. He said, I'm going to kill that baby. He told him that. He said, I'm going to kill that baby. And David knew God was for real. But he prayed. And he fasted. And he prayed. And he fasted. All this God, everybody wondered, why, what was wrong with him? He just gave up. Because he prayed and said, and finally they came to him and said, the son died, and he got up. Help me, Holy Spirit. He got up, and he combed his hair. He got up to the bath, changed his clothes, and went to the house of God and worshiped him. And then they caught him as he came out and asked him, what happened? Why did you stop fasting? Why did you pray? What happened? What happened, king? And you know what the king told him, Reverend? He said, one thing I know. He can't come to me, but I can go to him. Mm-hmm. Help me, Holy Spirit.
That's right.
If you got somebody you're worried about, you done been somewhere and you saw your mother, you saw your father, you saw your auntie, you saw your uncle, you saw your sisters and brothers, your friend, they gone. Trust me, if they left in the Lord, you will be able to see them again. But I'm going to tell you something, mm-hmm. it won't be long because when you see the king, oh, he'll be the. So he ain't going to stand for all that. I love your mama when you're there. You know what he's going to stand for? He's going to stand for, he said, I'm a jealous God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He's going to be worshiping and praising him. I know him right about it. You know what I love about this? This is what David said. He said, hide thy face from my sin and blot out all my things. Created me. A clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within me. He said, cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit. I was looking at that Reverend, I was reading and I started thinking of the same way. That's what he was repenting. And the last time I read the book, when I read it, it said David was a man after after God's own heart. He asked God to hide him. Oh, that's Holy Spirit. You got to ask God to help you when you're weak at. You got to ask God to give you strength when you're weak at. That's what we do all the time. There's a void there when you've been delivered. So you got to allow the Holy Spirit to get in and help you in your walk. Somebody know what I'm talking about. Have you tried lately? And ask God to give you some strength. Don't look at your problems. Because if you look at the problem and make it bigger than God, you're messing up right then. Because there's nothing too hard for God. What do you mean by that? There's some things I just said a while ago. You need to ask God to give you strength while you're going through. Because some things God is not going to remove. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You've got it for years. Years after years, they dare to, for some of us need to understand that, to keep us praying. They dare to keep us God conscious. Not to lean to our own understanding. Somebody said, they looked at the early scripture, they said he was a madman. He had the devil's spirit. No, he was 100% God and 100% man. Oh, help me. They said, make it plain to him. So he made it plain to him. And look what he said. Then the Jews. Oh, help me. Now look what this here. He just told and my father one. Now look what they did here. Then the Jews took up a stone again. Reverend? And took the stone him. Look what he said. And then Jesus answered them, and many good works have I shown you from my Father. For which of those works do you stone me? he put it at the table, man. They said, make it
plain.
Yeah,
he did.
He said, I've done these things before you. And you stoned me. Have you ever did something for somebody? Have you really did something and you tried to do your best and help somebody and they just throw it in your face?
Mm.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Well, you know it's a scripture goes there. Do you know it's a scripture goes there? You know it's a scripture goes there. And what it says about that scripture, Reverend? He said what? He said, give not that which is holy unto dogs. He said, neither catch ye birds before swine, unless they trumpet them under their feet and turn again.
That's right.
And that's for the reading here. That's Matthew 7:6. That's what Jesus was doing. He was trying to give them something so they can keep, so they can hold on to, so they can take it all away. And look what he did. He said, what they were doing. Now they wanted to stone them. They wanted to say, and he told them, what have I done for you to stone me with? Stone me for one of the things I have done you think I should have been stoned for. What I do? Now watch, he's going to give them a laundry list here, right? He's going to run down some things with them so they can get help with this here. Then the Jews answered him, saying, for good works we stone thee not. That's what they said. But for blaspheming, because that thou being a man makest thyself God. Jesus answered them, is it not written in your law? Said you are God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You hear what I mean? Jesus told them. He said, is it not written in your law? I said you are God. If he called them gods unto whom the word of God came, then we said the scripture cannot be broken. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Say ye of him whom the Father hath sanctified and sent into this world, thou blaspheming? Because I say I am the Son of God. He said, look what he said. If I do not the works of my Father, believe not me. He said, believe me not. But if I do, though I believe, let me back up. But if I do, though you believe not me, believe the work that you may not know. And said, believe that the Father is in me and I in him. They had the problem. Trust me, Jesus healed. Trust me, Jesus cast out demons. Jesus delivered people. Jesus gave sight to the blind. And watch this. He's trying to open them spiritual eyes right now to these fellows now because they're blind. They said, because if we ain't going to get you for the good work, we just getting you for blaspheming the God. But I just told you a while ago, He said in your book, you already said, did he say it? He said, if he calls them God, unto whom the word is God, he said the word said we are God. Look what I just said. That blows some minds up then. But he says that whom the Father has sanctified, sent into the world, thou blaspheming, because I said I am the Son of God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You remember the scripture?
Mm.
John 3:16, you remember. When God, was it God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son? Said, whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting. But they don't believe that he's the Son of God. They call him blasphemer because he's saying he's God. But I'm telling you, he was 100% God and 100% man, because what he was doing, it was his Father's work. That's why when you see people teaching and preaching God's word, you say, boy, God was in that. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. God was all over that. Oh, I felt the anointing on that. Oh, I felt, watch this here. I felt my help come on this one. You know, because we feel the presence of the Lord. That's why we know that he reigns in this place. That's why we know that, let me tell you something. A lot of message that we probably bring for, it's not even a lot of sound music, because we are trying to allow the Holy Spirit convict you. We're not convicting you. We're trying to let the word of God convict you to hear his word. They were still stubborn because what? They wanted to find something wrong. You ever had somebody always trying to find something wrong? I mean, you know, they just always trying to find something wrong. They're always looking for something wrong. But I found out one thing about it, sisters and brothers, pray for them. Pray for them. Keep them in prayer. It's time, brother, sister. You're going to have them, the naysayers. You're going to have them. But you just keep praying for them. I love this 37. If I do not the works of my Father, then leave me not. Can I say that again, brother?
Yeah.
If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, he said, though you believe me, believe not me, believe the works. You hear me? I like that part. Can I get that tongue twister right there? Now, you see me. Because you refuse to believe in me. But believe in the works I did. That's what he said. So watch this.
Yeah.
You're looking at me. You know, a lot of folks don't like to hear from certain people. If you're looking at me, but listen to the message, man. Don't let your message, because you got a problem with the message. We've been taught, if you don't see Jesus in the person, preferably just, you know, everybody have him, because they preaching and teaching Jesus, they got him, at least they bring it forth, right? But if you see somebody in there, and you want to be that fruit inspector, at least pray for the person. Pray for the person why, because I believe if that person is bringing Jesus Christ and trying to present you, he's giving the best ability God gave them, the gifts God gave them. That's why you're praying. That's why we're praying that when we hear somebody speaking, that's why we're praying when we hear somebody teaching. Maybe everybody watch this here, everybody is not a Martin Luther King. Everybody is not a T.D. Jakes. Everybody is not a Creflo Dollar. Can I get somewhere? Everybody is not a Paula White. Everybody is not a Juanita Biner. Everybody is not, can I keep on going? Everybody is not that old boy down in Houston. What is his name? Houston down there. You know what I'm talking about? When he wake up talking about everything's pretty. Joe Osteen. You know what I'm talking about? Everybody is not that. You understand me? You got some guys. Guys probably never ever be on that order, and what we call renowned speaker. But when they get up, help me, Holy Spirit. Probably can't even hold a note. Probably can't even got to have somebody to read it for them, but they can convey God's word to you and tell you, say, this is what I believe. Look at how the scripture presented itself. He said, believe. You don't have to believe in it, but believe what I do. You hear what I'm saying? That's what he's telling them. You don't have to believe it. Me, but my thing, that's just because he showed humility. That's what he did.
Yeah.
Can I read it again? He said, if I do not the work of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, so you believe what? Not me, believe the works that you may know and believe that your Father is in me and I in him.
Man.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. That's what the thing supposed to be like. We supposed to have you. Mm-hmm. We supposed to be ministers and teachers of God's word. We supposed to be directing this thing straight back to Him. Okay, yeah, you might have a problem with me. Yeah, I know. I see it. That's what Jesus tells me. But believe this here. If the works I'm doing, believe in the works. Then if you believe in the works that who's doing it, believe that I and Him are one. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Did you know what I'm talking about? When you see somebody expressing God's love, when you see somebody expressing his whole, what's this here, the ministry that God gave him. That's what he did. And now what he done. See, watch this here. He had to prepare their stony heart because a lot of folks hear, but they don't, what they doing? They're not retaining. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. They're not putting it in. But you know, that you got a lot of Bible thumpers, you know what I'm talking about? But I'm talking about somebody that really, really was God in the present, and they deny Him. There's some people denying you right now, and we speak. Oh, he can't be doing that. He can't see that. Now, watch this here. For the sake of time, he said, therefore, they sought again to take him, but he escaped out of their hand. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And went away again beyond the Jordan in the place. And look what he said, where John at the first baptism, that's what he said, and that there he was aboard. And many restored unto him and said, John did no miracle, but all things that John spoke of, this man was true. And many believed on what? On him.
On him.
The word was preached. This is what we do right today. The word was preached, brother, sister. The word is preached. The word has been taught. The word has been presented, my brothers and sisters. And we're here today and every day to present Jesus to you. We're here today to make it plain, like they asked him to do, make it plain to him. And from chapter 1 to chapter 10, he was making it plain every time. But they didn't receive it because they had a stone at home. They were trying to see God in a corner mind. They were trying to receive him in a corner mind. They didn't want to receive him in the spirit because what? Because the spirit didn't dwell with them. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Because if he said you had the Father in you, if you would know Abraham, you would know Isaac, you would know Jacob was speaking of me. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. When you see the five first books, right, they call the law, the book of law, the Pentateuch. You know what I'm talking about? And that's what they've been taught out of. And they heard about a man was going to come. Oh, yes, sir. And he even told them a month. And they still weren't regulating that yet because they're so high-minded. They were so, what we say, they were really taught, but they weren't taught to hear the Spirit of the Lord. They were more like knowledge people. They had a lot of knowledge of the Old Testament. They knew the Mosaic Law, and they were so ritual about how people used to need to follow them. But when he said he was God, it blew their mind. He told them, did your scripture say this? Help me. Did your scripture say this?
Yeah.
Do you believe? You don't believe the scripture? That's what he said. There's so many words. You're a teacher? You're a minister? And you don't believe the scripture? You didn't read? You know why I don't want to believe? Because they wasn't ready for him. They wasn't ready for him. They ready for somebody to come in with a knight shining armor on a white horse and save them. They didn't want nobody coming to no manger and look at here and running from Pharaoh. They want the king to fight Pharaoh. They want somebody to kill Pharaoh. But vengeance wasn't his at that time. And it wasn't right now. Because we do know he set that book down. Y'all remember that? When he read the book of Luke, he told him that he was called to not to preach the word to the broken heart, the broken spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But he got all the way down to that last part. He didn't read. And let's go somewhere. Let's go before we got here. Because I know everybody really, really want to go see your little president they're going to bring you in. Watch this here. That last part of that. He came. And he said right here, watch what he did. To proclaim the sepulchral year of the Lord in the day of vengeance of our God to comfort all them. He didn't read that part because it wasn't that time. He read everything before that. Oh, I love this part. We all can play a part, my brothers and sisters. We all can play a part in this. But I love what
Amen.
He does. Look what he does. He stopped it there because it wasn't fulfilled yet. You hear me? It didn't get fulfilled after he what came and what done what he supposed to do and went to carry that.
Mm-hmm.
But when he come back, this is when he talking about that last Lord, vengeance. That's what he said, the day of vengeance of all
mm-hmm.
God. That's when he come back. Vengeance wasn't at that time, so he had to stop. And these people, the ones that are neglecting him now, that's not accepting him now, them the ones that's not in his hand. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said, what the Father gave him, no man can pluck it out. Yeah, but them guys is denying him that he is what? God in the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they were mad about, because he kept proclaiming that. And I thank God for the scriptures today, man. I thank God for the word. I thank God for the powerful Holy Spirit that he displayed every time he come on. And we always ask for your prayers. We always ask that you just keep us lifted up and keep steadfast in the word of God, you know, and trying ourselves to just to keep presenting God to you each and every day. We thank everybody that came out this morning. We always say that it's open at this time. If anybody, if something was said, was something misunderstood, or something you want us to go back over, we can do that. But when we at this time, it's open for prayer. It's open for anything anybody want to do for us or want to comment. It's there for you.
Thanks a lot. As always, I want to thank God for the lesson today, for the message, for the messenger, for the listening, for those praying in the wings. God is truly blessed. God is truly spoke. Just want to thank him for that. As prayer to let God continue to keep us, and you know, even in with the changing of leadership, asking God to allow peace to reign, asking for America to try to be pleasing to God, you know. But if not, bless those Christians to stay steadfast and seek after the righteousness of God rather than rely on men to lead them, but let their proclamation be, in thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. So God bless you today.
Hey, Reverend, you know, we got our Martha on. You know, she gave us some scriptures, man.
That's all right.
Gave us a word, you know. She sent a word to us, and it said, real people, real God. Real people, real God. And the scripture coming from Philippians chapter 3, verses 17 to 21. Said, real people, real God. If we are true to God, look what he said, we will not be false to people. If we are true to God, we will not be false to people. I like that verse.
Okay.
That means we must be real. Yeah, we don't want to be a fake, you know. We want to be real. You know, we thank God for the realness of his Holy Spirit. We thank him for how he comes in. You know, we thank him for how he moves and give us an understanding of his word. But then I love how they didn't believe in him, brothers. They didn't really believe in him. So Jesus was real. People struggle with this because he told them in that one little passage. He said, if you don't believe in me, but believe in the works I do. See, there's going to be some times people ain't going to believe in some of the ministers, the preachers, the teachers, and someone expressing God's word. But don't never deny the word. Don't never deny the word.
Mm-hmm.
See, then once you get strong enough, you will quit doing that too. Because if you'll see doing it and they're doing out the word of God, what you're doing, you're denying God. You're not denying them. Oh, yes, I know I'm right about it. But real people, real God, if we are true to God, we will not be a false to people. Well, what he said, what that means, we must be real. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. There's a lot of fake going out there. And I'm going to read the scripture, Reb. You with me, brother and sister? I see Brother D and Brother D. I see y'all hit the one. But look what the scripture says. Philippians 3. You still there with me? Philippians 3:17-21. Look how it reads. Brethren, be followed together of me, and mark them which walk also. Look what it says. As you walk, have us for example. Can I get that again?
Mm-hmm.
Brother, be a follower together of me, and mark them which walk so as you have, also as an example of me. That's pretty good, ain't it? For many walk of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are what? The enemy of the cross of Christ, my God. And whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly. Look at here. And whose glory is their shame. Whose mind is earthly thing. For our conversation is heaven. Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit. For when also we look for the salvation. That's what he said. For our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our veiled body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glory body, according to the works. Look what it says, whereby he is able even to subdue the things unto himself. I believe that from my heart, because that's what he died for. I really believe that he died for us to transition out this body. But he gave us something before that. He said, but I want you to be examples. I want you to walk for the people. We examples. I want you to when the people see you. They want them to know that you're walking with me. They shouldn't be guessing if you're a child of God or not. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. He said, because this dumb out there not walking like me, and they are enemy of the cross. I'm in the book, y'all. And I thank you, sister, because see what's happening to them with destruction. He said, because their God is their belly. They crave earthly things. They crave not heavenly things. And he said, when you do this, he said, whose mind is earthly thing. He said, for our conversation is in heaven. That's what we do. That's why you hear somebody they conversation about heaven, man. They conversation about God. They conversation ain't about all that food, man. They ain't got time for all that. That's what you're talking about. When somebody really, really sold out and really trying to help somebody, cause that's what it is, somebody trying to help somebody, be that light. I told y'all, and I meant this, and Brother B, you can stand with me with this. If y'all don't want to, y'all run. I believe we the only Bible a lot of people might read. Oh, I know right about it. We probably the only Bible we ever pick up. That's why we had to watch it before the people when God gave us a chance to show his holiness. Oh, help me, Holy. Because he wanted to show it to us. He won't let them folks know that I changed you. We learned yesterday, your testimony should not just be that you told it. It should be that they can see it in you. They can see your walk. Now, I'm going to tell my sister, I thank you for this word encouragement that you sent us. Again, real people, real God. And it said, if we are true to God, we would not be as false to people. And what this means is we must be real. Thank you, sister.
Mm-hmm.
We must be real. Yeah, it's a time out.
Yeah.
Thank you, brother and sister. Thank you. Thank you, sister. And Martha, we appreciate the encouraging word that you've been sending out to as well.
Yeah.
You brothers are open. Y'all can speak in time. Y'all get ready, though.
Come over here. Good morning, my brother. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
I got to keep back out. I got Noah's here. Another beautiful lesson. Background noise. But, you know, I was sitting there listening, and I tell y'all, the Lord will change you up. Sister, my auntie there has sent us a message. If you're real to God, you'll be real to me.
Yes, sir.
Well, there's just no other way for that to be. It can't be said any better. It's nothing to add to it nor take away from it. See, because when you're real to God, you want to show God. You want to go by what God has told you to do. Let your light so shine.
Yeah.
That's when you're real to it. You can't help be real to me then, because you're allowing God to shine. I told him yesterday, when you let your light shine,
yes,
you're letting God be seen through your action.
That's it.
That's your glory. See, you being glorified in it. He says there, let your light so shine. And listen to what he said, that man may see your good work, but glorify me. See, when man see your good work, they're going to glorify him. When you give him my work, which is my word to them, that's your glory. See, I get nothing but joy when I speak about what he done for me.
Yes,
you see what I'm saying? So, I tell T, I really enjoy that, because you can't help but be real to man when you are glorifying the Father.
That's it. Living among them.
Yes.
That's it, though. Sit there, brother. It's all self-explanatory. It takes away. And this might not be right. This might not be right, brother D. But it takes away that you need to quit watching me. It takes away that. God. God ain't doing me yet. It takes away all that. You know, because that's what the Bible said. What is written? He said, men are called, but a few are chosen. Yeah, there's some people out there doing some stuff. They're doing some good work.
I'm glad you said that, my brother. You know, a lot of people think that's, and I've encountered that with some people. You know, a lot of people think that's only me in preaching. And I'm so glad you're cleaning it up right now.
No. Because he called a lot of us out of sin.
Yeah, out of sin.
Come on, man.
For some reason.
It made it so plain. That sister gave us the other day that we are all ambassadors. So no one is exempt. Because the Bible said once you've been converted, you're in the brethren. So if you've been converted, you witness to somebody, you helping them see the light.
You want to tell somebody about Jesus.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Tell somebody then.
Yes, sir.
I say it time and time again, I'm a lot like my man. He's dead and gone now, but thanks be to God that I got a chance to hear him, see him in person, hear him and shake hands with him and talk to him. And he was a God-sent man in my eyesight. And I heard him say it many times, there's nothing in the drugstore that can make you feel like this.
Oh, no.
He said in the heartbeat, Brother Willie Neil Johnson, of the gospel keynote, he would say, there's nothing, and true to brother, there's nothing in the drugstore, and no other store for that matter, that can make you feel like a touch from God.
Yeah,
there's just nothing that can do it. I'm going to say this, I got to get out of this room. I will say this. You know, I was listening to Brother Darryl yesterday. And Brother Darryl, he really sent me into a shock. You know, I almost had to go to the hospital yesterday when I heard this brother say what he said yesterday. He said he got a 30-something-year-old daughter. You know, I've been listening to Brother Darryl talking. I'm thinking Brother Darryl in his 20s, early 30s myself. And, you know, he got a 30-something-year-old daughter. And I heard him say that. I said, Brother Darryl can't be that old, you're a young man. It's like a kid on the phone.
Thank you. Yeah, he hear you. When was the last time you read old Paul? Y'all remember that one? He was struggling by the same Reverend Henry. Reverend Henry.
Yes, sir.
And when he struggled, he said he found himself doing things that he shouldn't be doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have been there. I find myself doing things I should be doing.
Then
he know he like it. Then he said, "Then I find it that it wasn't good for me." But look what he said though. This for a tongue. This is a tongue twister, y'all. And we're gonna get out of here. This is a tongue twister. Can you follow me? Y'all with me?
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
in Romans.
Mm-hmm.
Chapter 7. Look what it said. 7 and I'm gonna start with it where he's twisting this up a little bit. I'm going to start in verse 14. Look what it says. For we know that the law is spiritual. But I am carnal, sold under sin. That's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
But that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that I do not. That's what he said. But what I hate, that I do. You hear what he said? If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that is good. Now then it is no more I that do it, but the sin that dwells in me. So sometimes you get caught up. Sometimes you made a mistake, you even fell out. This is a man was a Pharisee of Pharisees. You hear what he said? He find himself doing things he should do. Look what he said. For I know that in me, watch this here now, that is in my flesh dwelleth no good things. Help me, Holy Spirit. For to the will is to present me. Look what it says. But how to perform that which is good, I found not. For the good that I would, I do not. That's what he said. But the evil which I do not, that I do. He's fixing it, ain't he, man? It's fine. How you been there?
Mm-hmm.
He's amazing. You messed up. Paul was telling him,
mm-hmm.
I find myself doing it. And you could this might have been one of them things in his side. Talking about buffing him, that thorn. Because he finds himself doing sin what he knows he shouldn't be doing. But he finds himself doing it anyhow. He said, now, if I do that, I would not. It is no more that I that do it, but the sin that dwells in me. Now, you
mm-hmm.
He said, I found then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm almost home with him. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members, war against the law of my members. My mind and bring me into captivity of the law of sin, which is my members. This is when he come home, y'all. He said, "Oh wretched man that I am, who should deliver me from the body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So then, with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin." He's wrestling
mm-hmm.
back and forth. So if you ever made a mistake, here's a man wrote over 2/3 of the Bible and was struggling with sin in and out.
Mm-hmm.
He said he found himself want to do good, he's finding himself want to do bad and good at the same time, but evil is always in the present. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He was warring and going back and forth. Have you ever talked to yourself?
Mm-hmm.
That's what Paul was doing right then. Quit talking to yourself. Give it to God. Look at this here, man. When he did this here, he was letting them know that, man, I see myself doing stuff I know I should be doing. I said I shouldn't be doing, but I do. I find myself doing it anyway. So I'm going to tell you, any believer on here, we're going to fall short. We're going to bump our head. Some of them steps ain't like it used to be, but some, they still after. We're falling, getting up a lot, but I ask you to keep it in prayer. Ask God to give you strength. If you fall, just get back up. Don't let nobody hold you, you know what I'm saying? Just get back up. And I really believe somebody been around long enough. Some of the more things used to trip you up won't trip you up no more. You'll have more. You'll have more. Then you find yourself falling. You get right back up. I tell you, death is sin unto death, and it's sin not unto death. But when you repent, you remove that. You remove that death. You know what I'm talking about? But when you lay in it, you keep it on you. So when you ask God to remove it, so He can help you with it, then He move it. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So I'm saying to you, I don't know why I went way over there. It was a real. How it go? The real what? Can I do it again?
Real
yeah,
people.
There you go.
Real people.
Real people.
Real God.
Real God.
Yeah.
I like that. Real people. Real God. We must be real, my brothers. We must be real. There's enough phony out there. They've been faking people for many years. You know, don't be the one you're calling the trap of life. If you have something you want to give the Lord today, let us pray for you. If you want to come to Jesus today, let us pray for you. If you want to ask God and thank God and publicly what He has done for you, you can do it now. It don't have to always be us. It always tell how good. I know we ain't the only one on here. You know God is good. I know I'm right about it. We ain't the only one. That's why I miss my brother Dexter. By now, brother Dexter probably be hitting the one button. He did one button telling me how good God has been in his life. You know, I thank God for the Holy Spirit, man. I thank Him for being in our lives, man, that we try to do this Christian walk, man. And then, yes, again, if no one don't hit the one button, we want to keep the government prayed up. We want to keep this nation prayed up, man. We're going through a transition right now. We don't know how it's going to be and where it's going to be. You got some like it. And some don't like it, you know. But we're going to be praying that God's will be over the land. We know we put our trust in God. You know, they can put I've been around here just a little short time. A few more days, I'll be turning 54, right? Just been here a short time. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. All them president I've seen and heard and been around, and nothing stopped God from working in my life. I put everything in God's hand. And I ask you to do the same thing. Put everything in God's hand. Quit putting your faith in man. Put it in God. God will never fail. Never fail you. Trust in God. We just pray for the government. That's what we do. We pray for them. We pray for the things they got. God gave them to have a charge. But we know the true government. We're gonna try to teach on that Sunday. We're going to teach on the government. We're going to teach on this kingdom. Who is this real kingdom? There was a time that Nebuchadnezzar, he couldn't interpret a dream. We're going to speak on that Sunday.
We're going to find old Daniel.
There you go.
Man.
But you know what I like about that
every lesson? Child. Read that right.
There you go.
I love that one.
Let me tell you, what it was there's a few things I got out of that, you know, talking about early in that in chapter 1, it found out that the three Hebrew boys, Daniel, that came from Babylon, right? They took him out of Jerusalem and put him in captivity with King Nebuchadnezzar, right? And he raised them up under them, right? And as he did this, they was more wise than anyone else. Was in the whole kingdom. He taught them this, you know. But what I love about this brother D, you know what he did? He messed around, had one of his servants wanted to change their name. You know, Daniel still went by his name, really, though. We got Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you know what I'm talking about? but I reminded some Reverend Henry. That wasn't the end of the thing. You know what really got what the blessing was? When they fasted.
Right.
If the king didn't eat that meat that he gave them. He said, we're not going to eat that meat. We're not going to eat that meat. I can tell the story. I'm going to get out of here, y'all. but I love that. Let me lay it alone, man. Let me lay it alone. Because I get all started up again. Hey, Reverend. That was the meat, yeah, because they got them prepared
yeah.
for the journey. It gave him interpretation of dreams. Then it gave them what? Boldness to stand up against the king one day. So they weren't going to bow and worship the three Hebrew boys, you know. And God elevated them. He elevated them because Daniel went in there and interpreted the dream. But I'm going to tell you something, man. It was a hard dream to interpret, though. Let the truth be told. But then they knew.
Yes, it was. Yes,
Daniel,
it was.
Daniel God. They knew Daniel God interpreted the dream because look what he did.
Yes,
he wouldn't let them know what he had forgot the dream.
It's meaning
that. But he had forgot the dream. Check it out, buddy. He forgot it. It's hard to somebody say, man, I want you to help me understand the dream I got, but I forgot it.
I forgot what I dreamed.
So can you say, the king said, I want you to tell me what it was. They couldn't tell him. So he wanted to kill all the astrologers. The soothsayers, the magicians.
Wait a minute.
Don't get started.
You better tell it.
I said I wasn't going to leave it alone.
You know what? It was so bad in my brain. They could interpret the dream, but they couldn't give the meaning of the dream. They weren't in line with the man Almighty. They couldn't give the meaning of that.
That's why he got the blessing, because it took God to reveal it. He knew man couldn't do that.
He had to reveal it.
It took God.
Man couldn't do it.
God. Let me leave that alone, y'all. Hey, yeah, but that's the king of talking about. We'll get back in.
And you know something, Greg? I got to get back in. But I heard you said earlier how you're probably the only Bible. I hear you say it often. We're probably the only Bible that some of these people ever read or ever hear of. And it's funny you say that because I have a brother that called me from Florida. And, you know, he said this very thing to me. He said, Brother D, he said, you was the only Bible I had ever heard.
That's real. That's real.
Yeah, he said that. I thought of what you said. He said, you was the only Bible.
That's real. Okay, you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. And a lot of folks, I heard me say it on Tuesday, too. This is their church.
Mm-hmm.
Right here.
What did the word tell us to do? He said, walk upright.
Yes, sir.
Look at Jesus, though.
Right there, walking upright in front of him. And they still deny him. They deny him, Brother D. They walk upright before him. And he said, he gave him an eye, didn't he, Reverend Henry? He gave him an eye. He said, don't believe in me. Believe in the works I do, though. He told him, man.
Yeah.
And you know, bro, you know, we tell them how they didn't believe in Christ and he gave them the word, but we have to let them know it was all in the plan.
Oh yeah, because he gave us a free will to serve him. Right? He don't force us. You know, you have to believe. You can't do it because mama did. You can't do it because daddy did. You have to believe for yourself that he's your Lord and Savior. Because I believe in the book, every knee will bow. Every time, don't you know when praises go, the devil has to stop. The devil has to stop when praises go up. Don't you ever notice that? When people singing and worshiping, they give a peace over them. That's why Brother Willie loved the music, the songs he'd be singing. That they'd be putting out there. Because there's something about the word, it helps us. It soothes our mind and our heart, you know.
I look at what the word say. The word say if you resist him, when you're praising, you resist him, Satan. He said if you resist him, he'll flee.
Oh, yeah.
He can't stay there.
Yeah. You have to move.
We being in tune with Christ, we know that those that's not in tune with him, they get to feel it for themselves. He's too powerful.
Okay.
He's too almighty for Satan to exist in the same place.
That's
the two cannot dwell in the same place.
Won't be able to. So you're going to love one and hate the other?
And hate the other.
Yes,
you don't cleave to one, despise the other.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Well, brothers and sisters, I believe it's just God's will. You know what I'm saying? For us to be here tomorrow. Because tomorrow Thursday, right? Tomorrow Thursday? It'll be as we are. Same time. On tomorrow. 9 Eastern, 8 Central. 845-277-9191. We ask always keep us in prayer. You know, we keep doing what we do with God's word. You know, we just little instruments. They let us use His word and try to present it. And we come with love and peace. Real people, real God. That stuck with me there. I like that, Sister Mom. Real people, real God. Make up your mind. Serve Him a bit. Because he's a good God. Hey, how you doing, bro? You all right? You good? You good? Okay. There you go. y'all know I'm going to work, right? Let me get away out of here, man. God bless y'all, man, and may He keep you. Reverend, one of your brothers, y'all want to at least pray for the upcoming president in his journey, man, you know, in his cabinet. You know, and even the one that left out, you know, put a spirit over him of more obedience, man. You know, pray for our nation, man. You know, if you could, man. You know, and the healing of it. You know, I still believe in the book, man. That He still answer prayer. He will.
Mm-hmm.
We'll answer prayer. All we have to be sincere, and we say, and hear, hear. I believe because we're going to be touching the green. Yeah.
Hmm.
So we can, if you can, bro.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes. May we pray, Father God. We come as humble as we know how, thanking You for Your goodness. We should thank You for Your mercy. Thank You for, Father, how You allowed us to come together and reason in Your word, Father. Thank You for Your manifestation. Thank You for the Holy Spirit. Thank You for peace, Father God. Oh, Father God, we want to pray for all those, Father God, that desire to hear from You, all of those that desire to please You. And thank You, Father God, for again, You have blessed us, Father.
Yes.
You have allowed us to look into Your word, Father God, and then You spoke with us, Father God.
Yes.
We said thank You, Father God. You made a way out of no way, Father. We said thank You, Father. We ask prayer over this nation, Father God. Prayer for the world, Father. Prayer for the government, oh, Father God. We ask that You help us, Father God, in these perilous times, Father. We pray for the new leadership coming in. We pray for the ones going out, Father God. Father God, let us be what we need to be for You, and everything will be well, Father God. Have mercy upon us, Father, as we try to walk this walk and do the things that are pleasing in Thy sight, Father God. Oh, we pray for those that are yet bereaved, Father. Bless their hearts, Father. Give them strength in this hour, Father God. One might don't understand, Father God, but bless them that You can give peace that passes all understanding, Father.
Yes,
thank You, Father. Thank You for listening in to us, Father God. Help us to be pleasing in Thy sight, Father God. Help us to do the things that You would want us to do, Father God, and always lead us and bless us to go in Thy path. In Jesus' name, pray for, again, we pray for the bereaved. We pray for those that are still going through, Father, with this coronavirus, with this plague, Father God. Bless us to learn and understand what You have for us through our trials and our tribulations. We realize it worketh patience, but let us also learn the lesson in which You are trying to teach. And we'll be ever mindful to give Your name the praise. Again, we thank You for the message, for the messenger, and we thank You for all blessings that You already have done. We realize what You have done, You'll do again. So we just thank you in advance, Father. We say, oh, Father, it is well with our soul, Father God. So we just want to tell you that we love you. Oh, and we love the brethren, Father God. And bless us to keep being pleasing in our sight. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We decided to get together to do something, and we hope and meet your approval. Gloria, come up to the microphone if she's still there. Tina, come to the microphone. Dolores Washington. Inez Andrews. Clyde Brown as Inez's son-in-law. Reuben Lightfoot, Reverend Whitman, Barrett Sisters, Minnie Collier, y'all get in your sections, altos together. All right, y'all get some sections. Y'all know, just like the choir, tenors get in the middle. All right, all the bass, all of y'all sing soprano tonight, okay? In the early 40s and 50s, a group of singers blazed a trail across this country. And in that group was a young boy named Narcellus McKissick, Eugene Smith, Robert Anderson, Willie Webb, Dolores Barrett, Bessie Folk, Sadie Durr, and they were all led by a great lady, Miss Roberta Martin. They had a theme song every time you saw the Martin singers. They opened up by singing. Sing the second verse, Billy. Only a little.
Through clouds And through all your trials.
And through trials.
Yeah.